Blog Talk Radio.
PSA Hip Hop, man. I know the vibes, man. Let me get this guy on the show. A lot of people, listen, I had somebody on the show recently, and I want to say I was on IG recently, yesterday, pardon me. I was on IG. It's on my channel right now. Somebody, a fan said to me that this person was the PG of the what he said, the best PG ever. This is what he classified as individual. Fresh off his battle with Shoddy Horror. I believe he got a battle this weekend with Ice Pack, Young Ill. Got the brother right here, man. John, what's good, man?
Three, what's good? What's the word?
How are you, brother?
I'm all right. Leaving this fucking mall.
Where's your destination right now, sir?
Shit, I'm still in the A. I don't leave for the mall.
Okay. Let's before we get into the particulars, man. Let's talk about you, Ice Pack, man. What's good?
Oh man.
That laugh. That laugh right there told me all, brother.
Yeah, I ain't been like this excited to really like actually prepare for a battle in a while. You know, preparing for these shits ain't fun no more how they used to be. Now it's more like work. You know what I'm saying? So, but I feel like we're gonna have a lot of fun with Ill. That's a fact.
A lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Is it because you're battling in St. Louis also?
You said what?
Is it because you're battling in St. Louis also that you kind of hyped up a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. I think all of that plays a factor. Like, I'm actually excited to battle Young L because that's somebody, like, from back then I wanted to battle when he was, you know, people was regarding him. Remember that was one time he was trying to say Young L was top five. You know, we had words back, you know, back and forth. And then you look at, I battled the best niggas in St. Louis other than him. You know what I'm saying?
You battle Magic, you battle Hitman, you battle Verb, true.
Yeah, that's a fact. So I think, and I like L, like, as a person, too, and this stigma on him that people be throwing on him, I mean, at the same time, it's warranted. This nigga was doing a bunch of weird shit, like a lot of no-showing and having, meltdowns on stage and all of that. So I just feel like me taking that battle at the time I'm taking it for him is going to give him an excitement. He's going to appreciate, you know what I mean, what's going on, and we might see a crazy L come out of this. Like, you know what I mean? So, you know, I bring the best out of niggas, so I'm just trying to bring the best out of L. But I'm gonna be gripped up for that, though, all the way.
Do you think him having his Briz Royce battle, he got that off his chest as one-on-one, he got the nerves out a little bit, now he at the crib. Is it more pressure for you or him battling St. Louis?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a great question. Because there's definitely pressure on him, and there's definitely pressure on me. So I don't know who got more pressure, but, I think that the Briz battle definitely helped him, but it ain't like he was that far off in the Briz battle. I mean, he battled Briz. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I had Briz 2-1.
I mean, that's 2-1. You know what I mean? Against Briz, and this Young L coming back. So it's like, do we really knock him for that? Like, you know what I mean? But of course, when you jump in that ring, you see what it is, and then you're ready to go again. You know, he's gonna be more comfortable. You're at home now, so we're gonna see a very comfortable L. You know what I mean? That nigga had that flyer as his main picture for 7 months, so he locked in and excited for this. So I'm you know what I mean? So I just know I gotta be ready for that kind of shit.
I know he had a battle also with Man, what he battled, I remember when Verb was there. Was it Hollis? I don't know if you saw that battle. Did you watch Young Hill and Hollis?
I ain't seen that.
That was actually a good battle, John. Yeah, that was like 2 years ago, I want to say. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. First time on Street Status, right?
Yep. And I'm
excited for that, too. You know what I mean? Like, watching that, I was a fan. Niggas forget I was a fan at one point. All of this shit is stale. Just because I made a name for myself doesn't mean I can't acknowledge these niggas as who they are. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and platforms too. So for me to go to Street Status, I remember watching Street Status, like, damn, I want to go out there and battle on there. You know what I mean? So I'm just marking off the bucket list at this point.
Right. Shout out to Old Right Quick. Shout out to my guy Old Right Quick, man. You know what I mean?
Shout out to
you always respect.
Boy.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
The angles though, John, that I think you're gonna take a young girl. I'm not going.
I gotta go.
Cause yo, I think yo, they talk about Mook angles, talk about T-Top angles. Dog, you're at the table with these brothers, even if not better, in my opinion. No disrespect to Top or Mook. Are you, like, you know, they get Av, Nitty, the Punchline Kings, and Battle Rap. Are you one of the best anglers in Battle Rap? Does that go to you?
I like to say I'm just one of the best battlers. And I don't mean that like I'm just the best. I just mean as far as battling your opponent, I'm one of the best at that. Because that's really literally what I'm doing. Like, a lot of these other battles, they get in there and they just really punchline contests. Who got the best punchlines? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I go in there and really try to battle a nigga. Like, it's almost like the same way you would argue with a nigga. I'm arguing with you, telling you why I'm better than you, but my shit is going to rhyme. And I'm going to punch in the midst of that. So angles become a part of that. You know what I mean? Angles, personals, however you want to. That that's just a part of it. So I don't go into battles like, oh, I'm about to just angle this nigga to death. I'm about to battle you. So if I gotta take an angle to pick apart something that you got going on, that's what I'm going to do. And if I'm going to do it, I gotta make sure it's done the right way. You know what I mean? You gotta make sure you win off this fucking angle. Ain't no point in taking no angles if that ain't no, he's gonna win the round.
Now, as Hitman and Verb told you that, because I know you and Hitman have a great relationship. Is Bro riding with Hill? Is he riding with whole team? Or what are you doing? What's the temperature with Hitman?
Them niggas just going.
What did he told you?
Let us fight, man. They gonna let us fight.
Okay.
That's it. Like, you know what I mean? I'm coming to your hood. He's your man. I gotta see him. Y'all know, and Verb my bro too. So them niggas gonna stand out the way. Hill's a grown ass man. He gotta fight for himself. And that's that, but it don't bother me where they stand, though. You know what I mean? But I know Hitman. It ain't like Hitman just going to stand behind L. You know what I mean? Like, that ain't going to happen. And I doubt Verb do that. But if they do, it is what it is. You know what I mean? But
that doesn't bother you, right?
They just going to let us fight, man. I was just with
that
you.
That doesn't bother you, right, Tom?
I just love it. Nah, hell no, it don't bother me. It's like, it is what it is, regardless, at the end of the day. You know what I mean? When the battle is over with, we all fucking with each other. You know what I mean? I fuck with L. You know what I'm saying? My relationship with L, like, I don't talk to the nigga all the time or none of that, but, you know, it's been certain times we done been around each other out of town and really kicked it. You know what I mean? So I got a certain type of respect for him on that aspect, but we don't really, like, I don't got this nigga number and shit like that. We don't do no shit like that, but... Nah, that shit don't bother me at all. Like, I don't give a fuck where you stand. You just gonna look stupid if you standing behind a nigga getting his ass whipped. So that's really, that's on you.
Are y'all gonna meet him there?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, figure that. Yeah, no shade to Mad Matt.
Come on,
yeah, I know. Listen, no. No shade to Mad Matt.
I'm talking shit.
Let's go ahead, John. It seems when you start talking, brother, when you start saying things on social media, you're good at pissing people off, Jonathan. I don't know if you noticed that, sir. You have a talent in pissing off people, your peers, the fans. Things you say right now does matter to the culture. I don't know if you know that. What's your take on your stance on how the rookies, that's what Ace Amin, I saw you and Geechee Gotti have a back and forth, though. Well, what's good?
Like, as far as what? As far as, like, what? How they taking my words and shit like that?
Right.
I feel like this, man. It's just, this type of shit makes me lose respect for a lot of niggas. And I'm going to tell you why.
Here we go.
It's like, you run up on somebody, right, and punch them in the face, and they fuck you up.
Okay.
And then you call the cops. I'd be like, yo, he's fucking me up. Like, how could you respect somebody to do something like that when you punch this nigga in his face?
So what's happening is there was a whole movement. Fuck the vets. Fuck you niggas. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, we'll kill this nigga, we'll kill this nigga, right? So then it's like, no, y'all not ready. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the argument. You're not ready. You're not ready. So we're not battling now. So what we're doing is debating, right? Because that's what happens in an argument, mm-hmm. basically. These face-offs is debating. So while we debating and I'm start hitting facts, and while I'm hitting these facts, because this kind of debate been going on for a minute now. But in the
yes,
midst of
true.
Us going back and forth, what was happening? The rookies wasn't delivering. They wasn't delivering as much. And then when I say the rookies, I don't mean all of them. It's just it's not enough to really to push the whole class. So when I'm saying these things, it's like it's hitting home to these niggas. So they feel a certain way because it's the truth. And then when you don't have nothing else to say to combat what I'm saying, because I'm saying shit that you can easily point out, that's facts, that's hey. Look at the people that's agreeing with me. You know what I'm saying? And look at the people that got a problem with it. You know what I mean? So you can judge it off that. So it's more so they don't have nothing else to say. So now you're trying to say I'm hindering. So they're trying to change the narrative of what's happening. So to make people hate John John, you got to say John John is stopping niggas from eating. How is that happening?
If let's, John, let's stay right there.
Look,
can we stay right there for a second, John? Because I saw Aesop
say
that. Gucci Gotti also had a comment about that. Is that true, though?
Right.
Do they have a point? Because you're John John the Sound. You're
no,
a Nicole. You're a veteran.
Hell no, you don't have a point. Hell no, there's no point. Unless you can sit there and prove who I stopped from eating. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who? The only thing you can say is, oh, John John is affecting the rookies versus vets card. Even if you want to say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no rookies versus vets card. Guess what? There's going to be another card, some type of card to put you niggas on because there's been a million cards to put you niggas on before. So how am I stopping anything? I'm saving you niggas' lives. Bro, you do a rookies versus vets you niggas not ready for. Y'all get cooked. That's going to set you back. They don't realize that. They think, oh, we don't care. We just want the look right now. We don't care. Let us take that chance. You had your chance. Let us get that chance.
John, is it a different thing? Because when you came into the game, I felt you had to fight for your respect the same way these guys are trying to fight for their respect. You got your shot
exactly.
close range, and you handled your 1-2. Are you understand a little bit? John, let's be real. A lot of dudes ain't going to get John John and DNA and Cal and Verb and Hitman and Surf. A lot of these dudes are not going to get y'all. You know what I'm saying?
But it's easier for the... That's a fact, but it's easier for these niggas now than it was. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, yo, dog, y'all complaining for what? When y'all know y'all good anyway? What are y'all complaining for? If you could get on stage and make a fool of yourself and still end up on the next card, what is my opinion doing to you?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, this is literally what's happening. All of these niggas, they battle more than top 10 niggas throughout the year.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So you got to really prove or show when you say things like I'm trying to stop niggas from eating by saying I don't think you niggas is ready for there's not enough. And that's the debate. Everybody is saying that. But I guess me saying it holds more weight. So niggas is,
my dude,
you know, I don't know.
Sir, like you surf Verb. There's certain brothers out here that can say certain things that could, you know what I'm saying? Let's be real. I'm not going to say sway the fans to be like, ah, yeah, John. John is right. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people would say that on the strength of because of the person you are.
Right. Yeah, but still, that's still nothing for a nigga to cry about. Why you start arguing for me if you feel like, why argue with me if you feel like what I'm going to say is going to affect what you got going on? You're dumb anyway. Why pick a fight with a nigga you can't beat and then cry and play the victim once you realize you can't beat him? That don't make no sense. I went through all of this, and I'm glad you on the phone because you've been around this long.
Yes.
I came out my class, it was me against them top 10 niggas. Nobody else in my class was talking the shit that I was talking.
That's a fact. That's
Nobody.
A fact. I ain't gonna. Sorry, JC. Sorry,
talking.
Magic.
Nobody, except for Bill. Bill was going at it with Surface Sugar and DNA, except for Bill.
Other than that,
it was me. So you had all of these niggas with all these influences, and me and you, we did a lot of interviews where you was asking me, yo, where did the stealing shit come from? And what I tell you?
Yes.
It came from where I was beefing with the top 10 niggas, and after the Hitman battle, you know what I mean? They was throwing that out there, and they pushed that narrative, and they had to stick with me. Did that stop anything? Has it stopped my bag?
No.
Has it stopped me from progressing? I went up ever since then, every year since then. So
that's
when I'm telling you new niggas, y'all getting mad because of what I'm saying, in my opinion, saying I'm stopping your bag, I don't want to hear it because I went through this times 10 and I done elevated since then. So you can't tell me that and expect me to feel sorry for a nigga. Oh, because y'all niggas got the influence. And when y'all say this, people going to listen to y'all. You got the platform. Like that's what Geechee was saying. Oh, you got the platform.
Yeah,
so when you criticize them publicly, it's going to. What? We're battle rappers. We all criticize each other publicly. That's what we're supposed to do.
Mm.
How else supposed to sell a fight?
Right.
How else? You supposed to big the nigga up? Oh, yeah, this nigga nice. Yeah, he nice. Oh, yeah, that nigga nice. Come on, then that's going to fuck the whole culture up. It's going to fuck the whole culture up. If everybody
is just also
friends complimenting each other.
Are you looking at it also because when you went through your shit, you didn't have to go through this. You know, I was telling you, yo, John, you messing up. Money and talk. There was no money talk. There was no, I didn't hear you talk like that at all. You know what I'm saying?
No,
are you shocked that you got
it? I did not complain.
Right.
I did not complain like these niggas. They going there playing, oh, this nigga hating, trying to stop my back. I didn't do none of that. All I said was, when I get my hands on one of you niggas, I'm going to fuck you up. And once I got in front of Hitman, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, he is ready. Yeah, motherfucker, I've been telling you this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So all that shit, these niggas is crazy, my nigga. And then you can't really say much talking about what I'm saying if you're not even doing your job. How you not doing your job complaining about me critiquing you? If I'm critiquing you, you're supposed to take these critiques and go and get better. Stop me when I'm lying. Don't complain about me telling the truth. Stop me when I'm lying.
Do you think some of the young boys feel like you'd rather you call them, John? You think they feel like you'd rather call them on a jack than put it on social media? Do you think they feel like that? And if they do feel like that, is that soft?
You want me to call all of these niggas just to say, yo, I don't think you're ready for a rookie's first best card? That don't make no sense.
Oh, man.
Like, these niggas is like, and then what they do is they try to get your number, they get you on the phone just to talk to you, only to try to tell you everything, like they know everything, so it ain't no point of talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they get off the phone only to get online and talk shit about you even more. Just to cause confusion, then you have a nigga looking like, damn, we was just on the phone. Shit was just smooth, but online, it's a whole different thing. Like, that's why you can't really be talking to these niggas on the phone. That's how they move. They don't listen to you. You give them advice, they don't listen. They're going to combat everything you say, and they're going to give you excuses for why they in a position. That's what they need. They need excuses for why they not in the position that they thought they would be in right now. How many niggas last year, these new niggas that was talking crazy, can't talk the same shit right now after we done seen y'all about 3-4 times?
I'm going to say this.
I'm going to say this, John.
I'm going to piggyback on what you just said. Ace, I mean, I got to holler at you, my G. I rock with you, my guy. But my man, you kind of dropped the ball at some unloaded looking sneak eyes, in my opinion, 2-1. And then the battle was swamped, my G. Ace, man. I don't know. I think
that's what I'm saying. And he's doing the most part.
Yeah, I like Ace.
People keep acting like me and him is going back and forth on the mat. I'm not even talking to this nigga. I don't even see nothing he says. So I don't know. But I just find it hilarious that people is bringing his name up of all people. I mean, how the fuck does he got so much to say? Like literally, like right now ain't the time, Ace. At least wait till after a great standout performance before you do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what it is. It's the fact that it hit home because obviously all the shit that I was saying, all niggas did was get up there and prove me right.
Yeah.
And then when niggas stand in front of me, all I do is prove what I say to these. Oh, yeah, he's not ready. Watch.
Mr. Wavy.
So
clap.
It's like, come on.
Those are bad.
Let's go back to niggas saying, I'm hurting them. Ain't that me helping by saying, yo, don't do the rookies versus vets yet because they're not ready? If I was trying to hurt you niggas, I would campaign for that knowing y'all not ready. See, these fans, first of all, y'all niggas don't even know what y'all really want.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all asking for it, but y'all don't really know what's going on. Y'all feel like already, y'all feel like it's so much to gain, there's nothing to lose. You don't understand. If you jump up there and get up there when you're not ready and it shows, you're going to, now you set yourself back probably like another year or two. Why not take that time to build to be ready so by the time you get that first big look, because you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. You get identified by your biggest look, your biggest opportunity, whatever that is. That's how you get identified. So if you battle a nigga like Hitman, right, knowing Hitman going to get you 1 million views, you don't have 1 million views. So this is going to be your main thing people know you for. Hitman smoke you. This is still going to be the main thing people know you for until you battle somebody bigger than Hitman. How do you get bigger than Hitman? Anyway, battle somebody bigger than Hitman, and you got to do them dirty so they can identify you by that. That's what they don't get. So when you throw them niggas up there too soon against big names, this is going to be the biggest look that they got. And if you're not ready and you get exposed, that's all people going to know you for, and you're going to spend the next 3 years trying to shake that stigma off you.
Mr. Wavy, you my guy, man. But I did not understand why Mr. Wavy was on Summer Madness 5. I got to keep it real. I don't understand why he was on Summer Madness. That was too early for Wavy, in my opinion. Looking back in hindsight, do you feel that way? Or did you always feel that way?
Nah, yeah. Like with Mr. Wavy, it was different. You know what I'm saying? Like with Jack, I knew it was too early. I knew, you know what I mean, with Jack.
Boy.
With Mr. Wavy, I was actually kind of spooked with that nigga because you got to realize he just battled K-Sean before he battled me.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And he did relatively good. He did, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he did.
The best out of the rookies, damn near. You know what I'm saying? Like, he took the building. He had the, you know what I mean? So it's like, it was a little different with Mr. Wavy. I was kind of spooked. Like, you know what I mean? Same way I said I'd be spooked with Jerry West. It was that kind of situation, you know what I mean? With Jack, I knew he wasn't ready, but I still had to, like, he done pissed me off so much, I'm like, ah, yeah, I'm just going to lock in and try to get him all the way the fuck out of
that. That was ugly, man. Jack.
You know what I mean? So, but
was
I've been
same with
point, though. Like, I've been seeing this shit happen over and over. So, and that's why I said I don't want to be on Rookie vs. Best, because when this happens, I feel bad.
Nah,
really
son.
Bad.
You and DNA, my nigga, you and DNA to me, if that's Rookies versus Vets cards, y'all got to be on there to me, man. I'm not saying y'all the gatekeepers, man, but one of y'all got to be on there. You or DNA. Truthfully, I think both of y'all should be on there, but I think them young boys got to stand in front of you and DNA. You know what I'm saying? What's the difference between a soccer, who was Briz, T-Top, Snow? Yeah, Real Deal got Snow out of there. Jesus Christ. Is there a gap, though? Like, are you surprised that we only had one Rookies versus Vets so far?
No, I'm not surprised at all.
Wow.
Because it ain't been – you got to – If you got a class of people and it's hard for you to really decide who's going to be the solid six, and it's like you got different people interchanging, that's bad. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're supposed to have the opposite problem. You're supposed to have too many people ready. You know, it's supposed to be you could, out of 10, you got to figure out which six to go because 10 is ready. You get what I'm saying? Versus, it's only like 2 or 3 ready. Damn, which other 3? I guess we just going to throw this one up here. All right, I guess we just going. So when you got to do all of that, it's not good. It's really not good.
It's forcing action, right?
And that's how it's been, you know what I mean? And sometimes, and that's okay, you know what I mean? Because you ain't going to have just a bunch of nice niggas come in all the time. And I'm not saying these niggas is nice. I'm not saying these niggas ain't nice. But nice ain't just good enough no more. Like, you nice,
no,
so
it's
what?
Not. No,
you got bars,
no.
So what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So what? These niggas is literally doing anything they can to pop, jumping from team to team, doing this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, battling each other, best friends and shit. Niggas is battling their girlfriends, all types of wild shit on team and battle rap. Dead serious. Like, niggas is doing all types of shit. It's like, bro, sometimes, and then they trying to get it overnight. Take your time, bro. Y'all niggas is good. Y'all got all these, y'all niggas is good. Y'all in the great
position,
John,
no one
could have
told you take your time, no, son. But John, I was outside when you was wilding on niggas in Chicago outside the hotel room, brother. Like, niggas could tell you calm down, John.
Yeah, but nobody.
You was the most outspoken one out the class.
But no, but at the time I didn't know anything. You see what I'm saying? Like that information wasn't available to me. I wasn't friends with these niggas yet. Not only that, my route wasn't made yet. There was nobody that took the route that I took. So I was literally a trailblazer in what I was doing. But with these niggas now, they're trying to do what I did. So that's what I'm trying to So now this is me telling you, look, utilize this time that you have, because rushing up there is not going to be good for you. I've seen this happen way too many times. I only speak from experience. Not only did I end niggas, I'm watching other niggas get ended. I'm watching niggas disappear. I watched the game since the PG.
Yeah,
been made.
A lot of
people
disappear. Yeah,
you know what
I feel
like,
a lot of people disappear, brother. Yeah.
So I'm not saying nothing to hate on you niggas. I'm just trying to say, look, all right, niggas ain't ready yet. Like, I mean, what you, like, what
and
you
city,
what you want me to say? Like, niggas
and
ain't ready
city, J-Rel, I seen a lot of y'all come and go, man. I ain't gonna hold you, shot. I've
went.
Seen a lot of niggas, man.
And a lot of
real,
niggas that
man.
Went will give a lot of these niggas problems now.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I'm talking about as far as the new niggas, that's you know what I mean? Like, that's active now, niggas that, don't forget, like, J-Rel was giving niggas problems.
Yeah, AK Double. A lot of these niggas came and went, though, John.
Like, if I'm not mistaken, J-Rel might have gave, didn't he battle Danny Myers?
I think he
like
did,
that.
Though. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing
right
on that
thing, like, huh? You know what I mean? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's different ways to look at it. It's just, niggas just can't take the truth, and that's the problem now. They don't want to listen when we say certain things. They make it seem like we're trying to play them. Like, dog, that's not trying to play you, man.
There's a young boy that here's a guy that I see that's making noise a little bit. From what I'm seeing from my lenses, you got Ace Amin, Snake Eyes, Franchise. I think those three brothers right now are making the most noise, I think, when it comes to dudes that's trying to, you know what I'm saying? Ryder, you let a lot of, to me, Ryder, you let cats surpass you, brother. I don't know what's going on with that. I like what Chester's doing right now, you know, but the young dudes, I would say those three. I like Yana also. I don't know if you're up on Yana. I like what Yana's doing
hell
also.
Yeah, I like Yana. I like Yana.
Yeah.
I like Yana more than I like a lot of them niggas because he got more of a standout type of style. That's him.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That's him. So he's going to stand out with that. A lot of these other niggas, everybody is setting up their punches damn near the same way, using the same voice, same, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It just... And then it's just bars. That's all niggas is really just coming with. It's just bars. Look at the elevation of where niggas is at now. Like, let's take A-Verb and DNA for an example, right? That battle,
right.
That particular battle. What Verb was up there rapping about? What he wanted to rap about. He wasn't up there trying to put punchlines together, how niggas is doing this and that. And you know, he wasn't doing none of that. It was what Verb wanted to rap about. Calico. I love Calico for this reason. Calico's going to rap about what he wants to rap about so he can keep his own identity. Regardless of what you want to say about Calico, how he rap, if you like it or not, we know it's an acquired taste. That's what it is. That's the elevation of battle rap. That's where you, now everybody is just trying to write for
what they think everybody likes. It's almost like these artists that'll make a song that sounds like Future because Future making hits. You know what I mean? So, this song sound like Future would do it. So this could be a hit. And that's what the labels go after, too. Anybody that sound like whatever's hot, that don't know any better, that's what's going on. And that's where niggas getting lost. You trying to take over a whole nother nigga lane when you could just create your own. Niggas don't listen to what we say when we say this shit. They the new niggas really know everything. They know everything. They know everything.
Oh, man. I don't like the fact that, you know, niggas trying to make it seem like I'm hating on niggas. That's the last thing I want to do. Like, why do I want to hate on you niggas? Why? Can you answer that? Can anybody answer
that? No, I don't think you hate on nobody. You're not a hater, though. You don't hate on people. That's not your, I'm watching you too long. I don't think that's, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, man. I'm just too honest. That's what it is.
Yeah. Verb too. Verb, I had Verb on last night. He was kind of, the same thing you're kind of saying is the same thing Verb was saying last night, man. Like, dudes are not ready, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? We'll never know, though. You know what I'm saying? So, I do want to see Nipsey versus that.
You never,
I'm always interested in that, though. I'm not going to lie, though.
Say that again?
I'm always interested in rookies versus vets. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm surprised we only had one rookies versus vets. That's crazy, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I mean, but that bar was set so high, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that first one, that's a high bar. Like, so you automatically got to compare these rookies to the rookies that year. And it's like, that's too tough. Like, that class was crazy.
Yeah.
That first rookies versus vets? Come on.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. We Shook versus
Which one of them
Saga.
Niggas is beating T-Top? Which one of them niggas is beating Briz? Which one of them niggas is beating Saga?
Right.
Which one? Which one of them niggas is beating Chess? And we can act like Prep or Mr. Wavy won't give a few of them niggas issues right now if we want to.
I would agree with that. I would.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, that's all. Like, I'm just trying to, like, dog, y'all don't need no rookies versus vets. If y'all could make classics with each other, y'all got the green light. Y'all don't need no rookies versus vets. And then your next battle could be against a name. They interchanging every event now. Now you got the app battles where top 10
right.
niggas is battling up and coming niggas and shit like that. Like, you got all of that. All this is accessible to you. Why is this rookies versus vets card so important for you niggas that you're not ready for?
But John, think about this. If you're Cuban, Lou Castro, a lot of these other young brothers coming up, you get to stand in front of John, DNA, or Verb, a Hitman, Eclipse, like, you know what I'm saying, a Briz, a T-Top, a Suge, that means a lot, though, brother.
They could barely stand in front of the niggas that they've been standing in front of. You see what I'm saying? Like, your niggas ain't even standing out in your class, and you want to do what? Man, I don't want to, like, dog, like, I just don't be wanting to hear it because of what I went through to try to keep my name up for all of these years. You niggas that just being around for a year and a half, y'all niggas not about to, come on, man. Y'all niggas still got y'all behind your ears wet, but. Like, I swear you know everything.
Oh,
it's crazy. This shit wild, man.
I got to get your opinion on Lux and Surf, my G. Talk to me now.
I ain't going to lie. That's box office, but Surf going to lock in. Surf going to lock in, but he ain't beating no Lux, man.
Yeah.
I don't know about him being Lux, man. The only reason is because Lux is Mr. Lost nigga.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And you look at look who you got in front of you. You got I'm not about to give away no angles and none of that because really I want Surf to win. To be real with you, you know what I'm saying?
Is that the brotherhood talk? Is that the brotherhood talk?
Nah, it's not so much brotherhood. It's really because I'd rather him win so
I could be the only nigga to really clearly smoke him.
I should have known he was going there.
Yeah, like, yeah, I don't want nobody else to cook surf but me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's my man too, of course. It's brotherhood all day, but still. You know what I mean? Like, surf is the type of nigga that he not gonna respect you until you punch him in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? My problem with that is he's not coming outside and lacing his fucking shoes up. But
John, is it upset if Surf beats Lux? Is that considered an upset in your opinion?
Hell yeah, it's an upset.
And what does that say about Surf? You know what I'm saying? That, you know what I mean?
Because Surf don't beat nobody. So if he beats Lux, hell yeah, it's an upset.
It don't
clearly beat nobody. He just had a fucking debatable with Reed Dallas. No disrespect to Reed, I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, so for him to beat Lux, it's like, damn. But I surf gonna lock in though, like, you know what I mean? All shit talking.
Yeah, no choice, right?
He's taking this shit. Yeah, he ain't got no choice. I mean, he do at the same time, like, not for nothing. Surf don't need this battle rap shit. He does it because he loves it. Regardless of all this Hollywood talk that he be doing and all of that, he love this shit. He love this shit. You know what I mean? So a lot of times, you know, he just do the battles here and there for whatever reasons. But for this particular battle, he's going to lock in. Like, he really about to lock in. Like, I don't think we've seen Surf lock in the way he's about to lock in for Lux. But, yeah, you're right. He's going to need that shit. He's going to need all that.
Are we going to see John Giant Sue Surf in 2020?
Yeah, that's in the works.
That's going to be crazy. Yo, I think you're going to be extra after that battle, right?
I mean, hell yeah. Like,
the promo for you and Surf, I think it'll be fire low-key, though. I think the promo for you and Surf will be crazy.
Man, let us do a face-off. I'll smack them fucking chips right out of his fucking hand. See the bag of chips in front of me. You going to be laying. You going to have to
lay.
Look at it. He's different. The way he talks shit is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it don't stop either. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I talk to Surf every day, really. You know what I mean? And the shit talk is still there. All the time.
All the time.
He'll tell you that all the time. It's the same thing. Like, any little inkling or anything, I'm on his helmet. And it's the same way. Like, you know what I mean? That's why it's just, and I'm glad he's like that too, because I'll be the nigga that'll be on some, nah, I don't even want to battle you, we too cool type shit. Like, but
right.
I'm glad he keeping that type of energy. I'm glad. You know what I mean?
Was Lux and Surf playing JC a little bit, in your opinion? Is JC being played out here in these battle rap streets, in your opinion?
I didn't even see it. What did they say?
Somebody asked him a question during the press conference, John, to the effect like, all right, well, why won't y'all battle JC? And both of them, between Lux and Surf, they came up like JC it battles too many other people. People that he shouldn't battle, other leagues he shouldn't battle, and he has lackluster battles. That was coming from Surf, of course. You know he controls the narrative.
Yeah, of course, but everybody got lackluster battles. I just think when you battle a lot like JC does, you're liable to have more lackluster battles than a nigga that'll battle 3 or 4 times a year. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's reserving your shit, but as far as playing JC, it's like them type of niggas, you know what moves, the shit that moves niggas like Lux and Surf is like something box office. It's like, I can't miss this.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like I can't miss this. They want the fans to feel like I can't miss this matchup. I can't miss this battle. And it's hard for them to feel like that when JC, when he's battling, you know, every other card, guys look like
right,
they see him a lot. You know what I mean? So it's like, well, all right. You know what I mean? It's hard to really negotiate a box office type main event with anybody that's being seen so much. You know what I mean? Like, think about all the main events.
Yeah.
90% of the main events is consist of either one or both of them niggas that ain't battled in a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For traction, for draw. So, you know what I mean? And on top of that, JC's fucking Davis.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So that plays a part too. You know what I mean? When you, it's nice. I see what they said and how they reacted to him, how they, if they try to play him or none of that like that. But for the both of them to really act like that, I think both of them would battle JC. Don't get it fucked up, but it doesn't matter what they would do. It's about who's booking it. You know what I mean? So if URL is eager to book a JC versus Lux, they're going to make it happen. You know what I mean? They're going to go to Lux with the number that he wants for him, and they're going to be like, all right, that, you know, this is what we want you to do. If he agrees to it, he will agree to it. Lux respects JC enough to be willing to take that battle for his price. Why wouldn't you? Same thing with Surf. But what niggas don't realize, too, is battle rappers, you gotta look at the people that's putting the money up if it's worth it. Now, you know what I mean? Like, to put all this money, let's pay Lux, what, 40, 50,000 to battle JC, for JC to take that battle and then go battle Mechanic Mike 2 weeks later. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
what
JC,
kind of
you do. Yeah, he does do that, though. He'll battle some Mechanic Mike, dude, though. That's a fact.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, it's not just Lux and Surf's fault. It's not them. Like, they really just trying to explain why that's not happening without a DNM. And they're like, yo, I don't want JC. They just not eager to put that kind of bread up for that. Ain't no telling what, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? When you talk about battling them certain kind of niggas, you got to be some type of a draw for yourself. You know what I mean?
Like
for a long time.
Yeah, depending on one person, right?
That type. Yeah, because it's like, what would happened is that's them investing in JC now. You know what I mean? Like, if they could get what they want out of booking JC, now this is a whole business proposition. Now, if we pay Lux to battle JC, we are investing in JC.
Ooh.
There's no other way around that. Like, all the money is going towards Lux for him to give JC that look. JC's not giving Lux the look.
Yeah.
And JC, my brother, you know, I know niggas ain't about to take this like I'm saying anything the wrong way. But you know what I'm saying? Like I say, JC, if he's battling however many times a year he's battling anybody, it ain't like, okay, this is not doing anything for Lux. The only thing this is doing for Lux is we giving him all of this money. Now, what are we getting back? Now, the numbers that we getting back from JC and Lux is basically Lux numbers. JC not going to give Lux any numbers that he never got. JC, he ain't going to do that with Surf either. So it's business.
It's a crazy dynamic. It's a wild dynamic, and it's funny because you listen to Jerry West battling Gwaleezy, and he kind of hopped on this during his battle, man. You and Jerry West, man. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I like it too. I like it a lot.
You like it a lot? Wow. When you say that.
Yeah, like, I've been saying that.
I interviewed him 2 weeks ago. Last week, I want to say, he had a lot of good words for you, John. I ain't going to front, though. You know some cat trying to play? Nah, he gave you the utmost respect when he was on my show, bro. I ain't going to hold you. The utmost respect, like, for real. Yeah. No shit talking.
Man,
like,
I
he kept
Jerry
it on it.
You know what I'm saying?
He can't front on you, you know?
Yeah, I like Jerry a lot. And on top of that, I think he's dangerous. Me and Hitman was talking about the nigga today. You know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga's dangerous. Like, he's very dangerous. But there's
like
also some flaws.
Oh, boy.
So
yeah,
he might want to be careful.
Social flaws, my dude. I don't know.
He might want to be careful now, but he's very dangerous. And look at how much time it took. Now niggas don't question if Jerry's ready. You know what I mean? They don't question if Jerry's ready because he's been around. It took him now to battle Glue to finally speak against Smack. I still haven't even seen that yet, but I've seen people talk about. And
yeah,
it took him now to see Smack. Before that, he was just taking the place being brought to him, doing what he's supposed to do.
He don't do interviews. He don't talk ish. He don't really do it, y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I got a problem with Jerry about. I told him that. Like, fam, you give us a good battle and be ghost, my G. You be ghost. We don't hear from you. We don't know what you doing. We know what John's are. We know what Surf is doing. We know what these people are doing, bro. Like,
man.
I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what
John, doing, man.
Yeah, it's the same.
You and Young Hill tomorrow. Is that pay per view or no?
I don't even know what these niggas doing. I told them they needed to. I'm not sure what they're doing. It's Sunday though. I think he's trying to figure it out, but he's waiting. Street Status, they never did pay per view, so I don't know if they know how to go about it or what's going on. But
yeah.
I don't know. But if it's not no pay per view, I'm pretty sure me and L is going to come out very fucking fast.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope it's a fire battle, man. Oh, boy. I'm not really. Dude, Ice Pack, I say this with almost respect, though. I just want you to hold your bargain to Ice Pack because you're one of my favorite battle rappers in that early 2010 era when you battled Calico, when you battled Surf. Like, you was my DNA. Like, I love Ice Pack back in those days, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. John, I appreciate this.
I don't see how it cannot be good, though. I don't see how it cannot be good. I don't see it.
Okay.
I know what I'm
coming
with.
Well,
and if there's anything,
yeah, see, that's the thing. What you coming with? I want Ice Stack to match what you're coming with.
Yeah, but he's at home.
Hold on.
And this is the biggest battle he's had for him in a while. Like I said, his fucking profile pick been the same for a year. This battle only been locked in 2 months. but I think the nigga gonna be ready though, man. He locked in. At least that's what I'm saying.
John, I appreciate it as always, Marchie.
Always.
You already, man. That's what it is. John the Don. Y'all know the vibes, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. It's your boy 3. Yeah.